Come on to Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's podcast off the same way we start every podcast off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, I'm Melanie Gallia. I have a couple of hats. I'm a realtor since 2007 with RE/MAX Fort McMurray. And my gem, one of the things I love to do is helping local businesses and with Discover Fort McMurray. And my other is YMM Lights, the Christmas Lights map and the Halloween map.
What are these maps about?
You know what's really fun is that I started out with a Google map, and I think I started out with a Halloween one. One of the groups was like, oh, we have a list. And so I went on Canva, created this cool looking list that people could print off. And then the next year used a Google map, which is kind of fun and cool too. And then I upped my game Christmas last year with a GIS interactive map, which means you can plug in the actual address. You know you have the right address because the postal code is there. Upload a photo. And then you can see where all these big houses are and where, you know, if you want to go check out some of the great, great houses. You know, Candy Cane Lane, which is on Burns Place, is probably one of very, very busy. I think the residents are very patient.
Yeah.
That, you know, for a good month of people coming. And I saw Santa there. Okay. I saw lots of kids going around and checking it out, and so hats off to the people in that community and the surrounding streets.
Yeah.
Wood Buffalo Way, Mustang Road is another one, White Oak, which is in Thickwood.
Okay.
There are some really nice lights too up in Parsons North.
Parsons North.
Like Heritage.
Drive,
area there.
Okay.
And then, you know, there's just, we've got some really passionate people here. It's these posters, they go hard.
There's one on my street on Pacific.
Oh yes.
When you turn
as soon
in,
as you come in, right, it's right there.
And like so many people have come to like, hey, come hang out with me, and I'm on Pacific, and then they come on the street and they see that, and they're just like, there's no way. And I'm like, no, that's not my house.
Yeah.
I don't live in that house. It's interesting. That house has had, I think, two or three owners since, like, I've lived on the block.
Oh, really?
And each owner keeps up the lights. So I'm wondering, like,
it's in the contract.
It must be in the contract.
It must be.
But, like, they add different lights and different ornaments every year. So it must be in the contract.
Well, I have clients that have moved on to Burns Place, and I'm like, listen, you're going to have to keep this up.
Yeah.
Don't be that person,
right?
You know, and so
very cool.
YMMlights.com is where you'll be able to go and check out the map and hopefully upload a photo of what's going on there, because it's, I just love the community involvement. And I started it during COVID, and I don't do anything half-assed. If I do something, it's just full on. So St. Aidan's had asked me if I would do a little video, because I saw they were trying to put something together. Well, I think 20 hours of filming became like, I don't know, a 36-minute video, because the seniors couldn't go on their bus tour that year.
Oh.
But we're organizing a bus tour coming up in
December.
That's
a good idea.
Yeah, with Diversified.
Cool.
So with YMM Light. So I'm really excited to be able to, you know, sponsor something like that and get people out and just enjoying the season. having something to do with your kids during winter, you know, I think is awesome and great traditions. I don't know about you. I didn't grow up here. I grew up in Ontario in Oshawa and Old Scugog Road. You know, I think every city has their own, you know, Candy Cane Lane, and back in Ontario it was Old Scugog Road. So to be able to see our community have something like that here and have something for kids to do and families to do together, grab your hot chocolate, check out the map, and and then off you go.
That's cool. Now, you said there's a Halloween map too. Halloween's over. Like, were you like highlighting the houses with full candy bars or something? Or
no, what was that? No, like? No, it was not. One thing that we were highlighting though was wheelchair accessibility.
Oh, okay.
So that was one piece of it, but then also the homes with really, really great, great houses. So the interactive map this year just was a little slower getting going for the Halloween. Next year, Remax, we're going to have signs that people can put, like orange signs with the wheelchair and the cape, so that if people want to make it wheelchair accessible and let people know, this map is going to be the way to get the word out to the community.
Neat. And so how are you doing these maps? Like, it's going through Google? Like, how did you get the experience, or how were you directed, like, oh, this is the best way to do this?
Money. I pay for, I mean, Google Maps was free, but it, you know, I don't have ass things. So when I saw that this was something, and I just saw how cool it could be and interactive and getting people to be involved versus me adding the photos to the maps with the Google Map, that was, it was pretty labor intensive and it was all of me.
Yeah.
Whereas this with the GIS mapping, I love the fact that people can upload a photo.
Yeah.
Right? And then you can see what's going on. So I plan to go harder next year once we have signs for the Halloween map, especially for the wheelchair accessibility. I think that's gonna be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really cool.
Really neat.
Yeah.
You know what you didn't do?
What?
Charge the camera.
Did the battery just die?
It's dying.
Oh, okay. Well, we have another camera. I have another battery.
Can you plug it in
my bag, and we can pause and then put that battery in? Yeah. So we're on backup cameras right now. And like you asked earlier, like, oh, are we going to use like these?
Yeah.
No, we're on the backup camera because we had our computer shut down. So none of this works.
Where is the battery?
Okay. We're just going to pause right now while I grab that battery. Hang tight. And we're back. I promise we didn't talk about too much, except for them making fun of me. Okay, so where were we? We were talking about the Christmas lights, but you had something else, the Shop YMM?
Yeah, the Shop Local Campaign.
Yes, let's talk about that, because that's coming up like real close here.
Yeah, November 22nd.
Okay.
It's going to be 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay.
As the time we're recording this, I have 28 businesses. The goal is to have over 30 businesses, and the discoverfortmcmurray.com is the place you'll be able to go to get to see all the locations, check out all the sales. The whole idea is like, and I don't know if people realize this or not, but 66 cents from every dollar spent gets put back into the community. It stays right here. And that comes from the Canadian Chamber of Commerce stats. So, you know, let's be straight. Amazon is not sponsoring local teams or helping our local hospital, right? It is the, you know, the chocolates and candlelight. It's Toyota sponsoring here today, right? It is Robbie Rice at Home Hardware. You know what I mean? Like, those are the type of people that are supporting our community and have been for years and years and years. Every single one of these businesses have supported and given back in some sort of way. So, you know, do what you can to shop local. You know, I started Discover Fort McMurray I did 30 videos in 30 days in I would have been finishing up in 2015, right about now. And what's interesting in those 30 businesses, I say half of them are gone now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. I don't like talking about that, but yeah, for sure. So it's really important to shop local.
Yeah.
And so May 1st, 2016, I was on the stairs of City Hall because I was going to launch another 30 days of Discover Fort McMurray, and I had an app and I had all these things ready to go.
Right.
But there were some water bombers kind of, you know, going back and forth. And my gut was like, I can't do this now.
Right.
I can't do this now. So it landed up launching like a couple of months after. after we got back from the fire and things started to normalize a little bit. And then it became a list of where people could shop, and I tried to help out the Chamber of Commerce, and you know, it's just grown from you know, showcasing local business, which is a local economic driver. Because people ask me as a realtor, like, where can I get this? Where can I get that? Where can I go for this? Who do you know? And I love connecting businesses and people. It's just like, I love it. And especially when it works for, it's a win-win, right? Like, it really, it's a win-win-win because I get the little mini glee of, you know, connecting the people.
Yeah.
So, in, I'm trying to remember what year, I want to say 2017, the shop local thing started because, at the time, Natalie from Absolute Serendipity was downtown. And so they kind of were trying to work together to get some shop local. So, she asked me to help. I don't do anything half-assed. So eventually she gave it over. I mean, you know, business owners are busy, right? And so, I think this is like my seventh or eighth, like, shop local sale now that I've organized.
And
I will tell you, it is a lot of work. It's like organizing 20, like a wedding for 28 brides. Because people are busy in their businesses, right? Like, they're so good at working at their business, they don't often get to spend work time on their business. So this is about helping them market, getting the word out there, reminding them email marketing isn't dead. But pooling group financial resources so that we can remind people who's here, some new businesses, because there's some new businesses in this list that I've not seen before.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Very exciting. And so it's all about exposure, you know? And like, I remember one of the first ones we did, you know, Angela's Unique Boutique, she was like, this is the best day I ever had, you know? But of course, you know, COVID changed a lot of things too, right? Like, but we have some amazing, amazing businesses that are saying yes. In partnership, we've got like 48 radio spots over 2 days on two of the radio stations, Play and Cruise. So it's gonna be a very fun day. I'm gonna be, Marina and I are gonna be like at Santa's headquarters, doing live on locations at Santa headquarters, and just telling people where to go. But really, discoverfortmcmurray.com is going to be where all the sales are going to be.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his segment, the Max City Minute, brought to you by Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is the most memorable house you've stepped foot in?
Oh my lord. This is a really good question. I can think of the worst and the best. I mean, I've seen, you know, probably, I don't want to say the address just in case the people didn't want to mention it, but I've seen some really nice houses and some really nice, actually, I know the number one. It would have been the old St. Crew house that was redone on Burns Place. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Gorgeous.
The Tuckaroos.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous house.
Yeah, that's a landmark in Fort McMurray.
Yeah, for sure.
Question number two, if you could buy any house anywhere, where would you buy it?
Inwood Buffalo, because I want to be close to the golf course.
Valid.
Yeah, but on second, I've emotionally moved into the Oil Baron's dream home already. Yeah, I'm emotionally moved in. It is beautiful. Paul and I have everything worked out, where the cat litter's gonna go, where the wine fridge is going, who we're inviting, where the Christmas tree is going. I'm emotionally moved into that. But if that, for some reason, doesn't work out, I'd really like to be probably Woodward Lane with one of the houses backing west, because I love western light in my backyard.
There we go.
Alrighty, question number three for you. What is one thing you love the most about being part of the community?
This is where your friends become your family. That's a really easy question to answer. I love the people here. I move for love. I'm in it with someone different. And but it's this community that keeps me here. My family is not here, you know? And so, there's a really amazing group of people here, and this is home now.
Question number four. What is your favorite store to shop in Fort McMurray?
Oh, you can't make me choose. That's not fair. I can't choose one. Life Force, I can't ever walk in without walking out with spending money. Chocolates and Candlelight, because like they do my baskets and Melanie's just the greatest human. Like there's so many great plates. This is not a fair question. I don't, it's not fair. Like I could go on and on and on. You know, Yvonne Loren, you know, Rise and Set. Every time I walk in, I walk out with an outfit in 20 minutes and it's stuff I would never, like, Dorcas does a great job. I love Yvonne Loren because like, I love my business clothes. I love the quality of the clothes. It's just, yeah, not fair.
And your final question, what is one place or thing you think more people should support in Fort McMurray?
Oh, one thing. Oh my. Something they should check out if they haven't is the Bear and the Buffalo at the Fort McMurray Golf Club. I do love that. Heritage Village is also like a little bit of a hidden gem. I love Mitchell's. Mom and pop shop there at Mitchell's. What else should they do that they... You know what they should do next year if they've never done it? Golfing at night.
We had a guest talk about that recently.
It was so cool. It was so cool. The golf club did a phenomenal job doing that.
Those have been your five questions.
Here we go. Now, I want to talk about the house that you... I've been holding on to this question. You said you've emotionally moved into the dream home, which I think it's hilarious. Every time you bump into people, like, don't buy a ticket because I bought mine, ha ha. And we all really do think we've won the dream home. That being said, because you've emotionally moved in, you probably are aware of the layout.
Yes.
So when you go into the basement...
Yes.
In the corner of the basement on the left.
Yes.
What's that room for?
Okay, for me,
yeah,
it would be a wine room.
Okay, you go wine room.
Yeah,
okay.
So there's lots of options. You got kids, toy room.
Yep.
Shut the door.
There's no door. That's why it's
weird. Yeah, there's a door. No, there's a door. There's
Is it a pocket door?
Yeah, it's a pocket door.
Oh, because it's a weird, like, it has tile.
Yeah.
And then it has, like, a big... a fixture, so yeah. You're like, okay, but
it'd
it's
be
like
an excellent wine room.
It's like a
or a toy room. Yeah,
it's just so interesting and unique. I was like, when you said cat, because I was there with, like, you know, hanging out, and people are coming in, and a number of people are like, I'm putting my litter box in there.
Absolutely.
And I'm just like, oh, so yeah, it's a unique room.
Yeah.
And everybody that I've spoken when I bring up, hey, do you know what room? Oh, we know.
Like, yes.
Everybody has their own daydream of what they're putting in there.
I would love to talk to Kasman about, like, if they're, hopefully they're doing it again. Like, just ask me. Like, I would love to give you, like, run it past me. Let's just make it just even better.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm boots on the ground talking to people in and out of houses all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very different drafting something than actually being in a lot of house. I would love.
Yeah. This is a nice house.
Would you buy that house if you could? Would, like, right now, if it was for sale, would you move?
Yeah, I would. It's one of the nicest houses that I've seen in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Has a great view, too.
Yeah.
Like, I like that view.
I'd
be out in front of it, hey?
My office would be in the bedroom upstairs with the big windows and stuff like that. But one of the changes Paul and I would make is that we would bring the laundry upstairs and kind of make that bonus room smaller.
Okay.
And just maybe use it as a gym or something instead. And then make the laundry room bigger upstairs, which means cat room, and then the walk-in closet way bigger. Because for us, we wouldn't need, you know, three places to watch TV and stuff like that.
I'd
rather have a bigger walk-in closet.
Yeah. I love the dream home and the conversations that it brings, and the fact that it helps the Barons too is huge.
Yes.
But like the community, everybody gets so excited about the dream home. And,
well,
like,
it is called the dream home.
Yeah. It actually pulls off what's supposed to do.
Yeah.
The conversations and the daydream. I gotta be honest, I wouldn't move in it. I love my house. And me and my wife had a huge argument about it. I'm like, why are we arguing about this? She's like, we're moving here. I'm like, one, we didn't win it yet. And two, I like my house. And then it became this whole...
She's emotionally moved in.
Yeah, she has. Yeah, so I hope I win it, because like that'd be sick to say I want it. But I don't know if I'd move into it. But that's because I love...
We love your house. I like the preface of that.
Yeah. Not because the house is beautiful.
Yeah.
And I love the color scheme and like the layout. This is one of the nicer dream homes they've had in a while.
Absolutely.
And so like it's a score.
Yeah.
My house is better. In my opinion. in my opinion.
To be humble, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's hilarious.
And when I say better, I just mean I prefer it more, not scale or anything.
Listen,
or,
I think you sound like you're not a creature of change. Like, you're very comfortable.
Oh, no, I love change. I love change. But in the things that are, like, I used to love buying real estate. Like, buying real estate was, like, my thing. Yeah. And I loved to move to different houses and everything. And then when we decided to have a kid, Kay was just like, I can't be responsible and worry about all these things. Yeah, so we're just like, all right, well, no more moving, no more like renovation, just like stick to it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've stuck to the house and I like it. Yeah. And I get to be adventurous in other ways, like with raves and festivals and different business things, and I'm always trying new things.
Yeah, yeah.
But with that home that I'm in currently, it's chill.
Excellent.
It's a chill. It's like, it's literally like my home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And so like, in where my house is located to, for my kid in a few years, and I got to think about that.
Yeah,
is like, you can walk to school. For where he's going to school.
Yeah.
He's just like right there.
Yeah,
he gets to walk.
Yeah.
I'm just like, well, I don't want to wake up and drive him to school anymore. I'm happy about him walking. So I have to wake up at 7:45 this morning, take him to volleyball. I'm like, man, 7:45, kid. What are you, like, you have to be there for 7:45.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Being driven to school like that. Like, I'm a latchkey kid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if I wanted that, I was getting my butt to class and doing that myself.
Yeah. Well, listen, unfortunately for them, not us, but Tanner just tapped his watch. That means we are out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Awesome. I think, you know, shop local, Fort McMurray. I love that. You're thinking about upsizing and about the market. The market's about to change, and it's going to be so good next year because the interest rates are coming down, and there's going to be a 30-year amortization rate for first-time home buyers coming in. So soldbymelanie.ca. You can find me on all those socials. If you got questions, I got answers. And ymmlights.com. Just enjoy the Christmas season and celebrating by shopping local. And thanks for having me on. I appreciate this.
You're welcome.
And I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, thank you.
For what you created.
Yeah, this is amazing. An iPad or a phone.
An iPad. Yeah. So good.
Pretty cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Narelle Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
I just paused at this. That's another Mac City Morning Show done.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.